Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. On a lighter note. Well, I don't even know whether this is a lighter note. Maybe it's quite a serious note. I don't know. A new book called 17. It's out on July the 20th and it's written by Joe Gibson. But Joe Gibson is a pseudonym. And I'm going to read an extract. And for those who are kind of a little bit sensitive to these things, I kind of warn you, we are talking about relationships with young girls or young boys. And, okay, I'll read an excerpt. I ring her bell and I'm buzzed in. My Spanish teacher, Miss P. Ali is standing in the doorway, looking flustered. She grabs my hand and pulls me in, kicking the door shut behind me. And before I can say a word or take off my jacket, she's kissing me. We stand in the hallway for ages, just snogging. Once or twice, she holds my head and looks at me intently. Then the kisses start again. I forget trying to find words to say and let myself soar. Then, without hesitation or any look or pause, she takes me to her bedroom and undresses me. I undress her, and there we are, naked. Very naked. I know that. There's people all over the country going, keep reading that, keep reading. That's as far as I go. I'm not mentioning the word shaft. Anyway, so, as you can probably tell, this book details an affair between a 17-year-old boy and a 35-year-old woman, his teacher. Now, we can't get Joe on because he isn't really Joe. It's a pseudonym. His identity is a secret. So we can't ask him how he feels now about that relationship. A 17-year-old boy with a 35-year-old woman. But it got us talking in the office today about age gaps, power, and men and women in power. And we talked about that the other day, about the power that people can have over others. But is it different when an older woman has a physical affair with a younger boy? Do we accept that or do we think it's an abuse of power? I want to know, honestly, men, how would you feel if your teacher gave you the eye when you were 17? Now, I'll be honest with you. I only had one female teacher and I'd have been terrified if she gave me the eye because she was a minger. But in saying that, I'm sure some of you fancied your teachers. Would you have felt violated? Or maybe this did happen to you and you did feel violated. Maybe you felt robbed of something. I mean, the last of your childhood, you know, perhaps. And for parents listening, do you worry that your son could be taken advantage of by an older female? Or is it just that we worry about young daughters when it comes to older men? I mean, the question is it an abuse of power when an older woman dates a much younger man? Or indeed, if you want to turn it around, an older man dates a much younger girl. Is that an abuse of power? And why do we think of it differently? Is there a double standard? We do think differently, don't we? When it's a young boy, and I say boy, 17 years of age, he is the age of consent, it's not illegal, by the way, the age of consent, 17 years of age. So your 17-year-old son comes home with a 35-year-old woman. I think you'd be concerned. But most people wouldn't think of the legalities of that. Whereas if a 35-year-old man is with a 17-year-old woman, immediately we all go, dirtbag, pedo. You know what I mean? There's a kind of different attitude, isn't there? I mean, if a young lad at 17 years of age in secondary school cops off with some 35 or 34-year-old stunning-looking girl or woman, the lads are high-fiving him. Where if it happened the other way around, with a girl and an older man, he's a weirdo. He's just a weirdo. That's the end of it. So I want to know, do you believe that age gaps in general, big age gaps, make a big difference in a relationship? Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Do big age gaps make a difference? Let me go to Alan. Alan, how are you doing? You're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Good night, how are you?
Good. Alan, are big age gaps a difference? Well, are a problem, firstly?
Firstly, I don't want to hear you reading any more sexy novels. You ain't Barry White.
I didn't give that the love, did I?
No, you didn't get those low dosed tones of
yeah. I could just do the last line if you want again. Then without hesitation or any look or pause, she takes me to her bedroom and undresses me. I undress her, and there we are, naked. Very naked. What? Would it be better with some sexy music? Hang on. Then, without hesitation or any look or pause, she takes me to her bedroom and undresses me. I undress her, and there we are, naked. Very naked. Is that any better, Alan?
No, I'm just waiting for you to say Brennan's bread today is bread today next.
Oh, Mr. Brennan. So, Alan, firstly, we'll come back to the 17-year-old in a few minutes, right? But in relation to age gaps in general, you know, large age gaps of 15 and 20 years, is that an issue?
Yeah, look, it depends on the, it does depend on the actual gap and which way it is. And so if an older guy dates, so if she's 19 and he's 32, that's an issue. If she's 30 and he's 40, there's no real issue. It depends on the way you look at it. And if it's a male going down a couple of years, it's bravado on his side, it's good. If she's going up a few years, it's the women that will be bitches to her and say, you shouldn't be doing that, he's a dirty pedo.
There is a double standard, there's no doubt about that. But mind you, there shouldn't be, because it's human nature. Human nature decides that women tend to go for older men and men tend to go for younger women. And that's to do with nature in itself, because men are looking to reproduce. It's within our DNA. So it is quite natural for men to look for younger women and for women to look for older men. But in saying that, we kind of frown upon it in society.
It depends on the gap in reality and the situation. That's where it depends. If the school teacher and a pupil, look, I had a few female teachers. I wish we got that story ourselves a few times, but they weren't having it, right? Yeah. I know about
that. Did you have any good looking school teachers?
I had two fine looking women.
Okay, so when you were 17, if one of them started flirting with you, would you have been delighted or would you have been appalled?
I would have been undressed in about 5 minutes.
Right. I get what you're saying. But if that was the other way around, we would see that as creepy, wouldn't we? Now, by the way, can I point out it is illegal if you're in a position of authority? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a double standard, and it is. It would be a bit creepy. And as a man, I'd probably find that a bit creepy as well. If I'm honest, I'd say, fella, there's something wrong with you. You need to go somewhere that's a bit older, in their at least 25 or something.
So I don't know how old you are, Alan. Do you have any children yourself?
Say that again?
Do you have children yourself?
One young one.
Okay. And when she's older, and she's seven... Yeah, she's 17, and she said, Dad, I want you to meet my new boyfriend. And he walks in, he goes, all right, Alan, how are you doing? And he's 37.
I'd be saying, you know what, fella? You turn around, you walk back out that door.
Right. Yeah, it wouldn't be happening.
No, it wouldn't be happening.
Well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Tina. Tina, hi. How are you doing? You're on Ireland's Classics Radio.
Hi, Niall. I'm good.
Good. Did you like the way I read that story earlier on? Was it good?
You sounded like something out of a sleazy 70s show. It was terrible. You're no Morgan Freeman, I'll tell you that now.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It was like a bad porn movie, wasn't it?
Oh, jeez, will you stop it? It was worse than Boyzone on the Late Late Show.
You were getting sick.
There was nothing worse than that.
You were almost getting sick in your mouth thinking of it.
Almost, yeah.
So, Tina, I mean, is it a problem, you know, for older men to be attracted to younger women, or vice versa, older women to be attracted to younger men?
No, I don't think so at all. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's where the emotional and the intellectual levels come together in the middle. And if they can meet together in the middle, age doesn't matter, unless it's something crazy. Do you know what I mean? Like a 17-year-old, as you said, with a 37 or 40-year-old man or whatever, or vice versa, it'd be weird. But the older the woman gets.
Yeah, it's a bit weird because I think, you know, if you're 35 or 37 and you're dating a 17 or an 18-year-old, okay, it's not illegal. But in saying that, you're taking advantage of somebody who's, I suppose, less intellect, as you put it, or not mature. Yeah.
But if I was engaged to a guy when I was 24, right? He was 44.
Okay.
And he was from the Gaeltacht. He was from Connemara. And we used to go into this pub. The further out Connemara you go, the more weird it gets. No offence to anybody in Connemara, but it actually does, like. I've lived it. And I'd be sitting at the bar. And in Irish, Oscailge, they would tell him how beautiful his daughter was. And then he'd put his hand on my leg because his ego was hurt. And then they'd be looking at the two of us like we were a couple of weirdos.
But he was old enough to be your father.
Yeah, he was. But I was also mature enough to be with a 44-year-old. But he turned out to be, he wasn't mature at all. He was a fucking idiot.
But in saying that, what attracted you at 24 years of age, in the prime of your life, sexually and otherwise and emotionally, what attracted you to a 44-year-old?
Because he lied to me from day one. He told me he was 38.
Tell the truth, you pump like a horse.
And then he was, actually. And then, I won't lie, even though he was a bit of a dick, I won't lie. But he carried the car up my driveway. Yeah. He carried the car up my driveway on his own.
He carried a car up the driveway?
On his own, pulled it up, and it took three lads to drag it down. I said, Jesus Christ. I said, Pat's 38. I said, and he was able to pull it up on his own. He goes, Tina, the only time that man will ever see 38 again is on a door. So then I asked him to produce his birth cert, and he was 44.
Right, okay, okay. So did you feel done?
Well, I didn't like the lies, because it turns out he had a daughter 2 years younger than me, a daughter a year and a half older than me, and he was a grandfather twice over.
Oh, that's a bit uncomfortable, isn't it?
He was a George Burgess.
He was a what, Alan?
Exactly.
He was a George Burgess.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Burgess.
Like, when I got engaged to him, we met his daughter.
You got engaged to him?
Younger.
You got engaged? So you plan to marry the man?
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Tina.
But when we met his daughter, he said, I have something to tell you. And she looked at me and she goes, you're pregnant. And I went, no, I'm not, actually. And then he told her we were engaged.
Right. And so people kind of thought he was your dad when you went out at night. So clearly he looked substantially older than you. I mean, what did you have in common even? I mean, I often thought about this, and people say, you know, but, you know, lads with younger women and everything else. And I go, well, why would you want to be, I mean, they're into Westlife or something like that, and you're into Pink Floyd. So, I mean, there's nothing in common with two people with that sort of age gap.
Well, he became very insecure, and he used to ask me what would happen, what's going to happen with us 10 years down the road. And I'd be like,
"That's true, isn't it?
Can we not just live for the next 10 weeks and see how we get on?"
Yeah, but you can't just live for the moment. You got to think. I mean, that's a very logical thing for him to say, to be honest with you, because when you're 40, he's going to be 60. You're in your prime and he's, you know, heading for the pension.
Well, put it this way, he got drunk the night we got engaged and he dragged me out of the car and he bet me to within an inch of
okay,
my
well,
life.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
Look, our safety order took care of that and he's passed on anyway since. So okay.
Well, right, okay. Well, so, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay.
That was okay. I'm over it. It was 26 years ago.
Okay, well, okay. So just before I go to Melissa as well, because, and say there, Alan, too, this story of the 17-year-old boy, man, he's a young man, a 17-year-old with a 35-year-old woman, his teacher. Is that all wrong?
It is wrong. Yes.
Mm.
It's very wrong, actually.
Mm.
She should know better.
Abusive power.
Yeah, she's a cougar.
She should know. Yeah, she's not a cougar. I mean, that's bordering on cradle snatching.
Well, it's bordering on paedophilia, actually. I mean, if you go a little bit younger. If you go a year younger, she's a paedophile.
A 16-year-old girl or something. When it comes to that age, I have kids that age. And even not just because I have children that age, they're children, as far as I'm concerned. They haven't a clue what they're doing at 17. You know, she should know better. She should back off.
Hang on. Sorry, Alan.
Nowadays, they don't know what they're doing at 17 because they're so messed up. But back 10 or 15, 20 years, 17-year-old people were a lot more mature.
I would completely agree with you. 17-year-olds 20 years ago were like 24-year-olds now. We'd already been to nightclubs. We'd already been to bars. We'd already experienced the world. Most of us, by the age of 19, were at work 20 years ago. So, you know, 19 and 20-year-olds were so much different then than they are now. They're still in school up to the age of 23, essentially, now. So they're very different type of people.
But she used to be 17, so she should know better. She's been 17 herself, been with the 17-year-olds. You know, she should have more cop on at 35, like.
Yeah.
You know, it's shameful, really. Oh, I think, anyway.
Yeah, sorry, Melissa, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Melissa.
I'm just listening, and how are you?
I mean, this story, I mean, it's an unusual, it's a new book that's out, and it's, now obviously the guy didn't use his real name writing it because he was a 17-year-old, you know, in love with a Spanish teacher when she was 35 and he was 17. Is there a problem with that?
That's bordering on paedophilia.
Well, it is, 100%. It is, isn't it?
Bordering where our whole world is pushing our children and sexualizing them too much at a younger age. I want to go back to just maybe my own life experience. I'm 52 and I always loved older men.
Yeah.
Every girl goes, as you said earlier.
Yeah, it's quite natural.
And every older man likes younger women. Yeah. That's known fact worldwide proven. You know, I would still look at certain people on the telly of old men that I still think are fantastic, gorgeous, sexy, beautiful men.
Yeah.
Like from 007 films or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm 52 and I'm a public representative and I don't mind saying this. I don't believe anyone under 21 should be with anyone outside of their own decade.
Yeah, I get that.
And I got a lot because I was a lone parent at 18. So just from my own experience, I had an awful lot of older men coming at me all my life. And I ran my own business and I kept going and I held my child. And back in 34 years ago, as a lone parent in Ireland, you might have been get those attacks a lot more from a lot of older men, and which I did all my life. And it was like, oh, she has a child, she's a lone parent, she's easy. I was
that was, yeah, that was the kind of impression people had, yeah, years ago, if you were a lone parent. Well, they knew.
In Ireland,
yeah,
back then. And for someone that has gone through it for 34 years, I would have been attracted to older men more than I would have been to my own peers, but only in my later 20s, so to speak, because I was working too hard. I didn't have much relationships in between that because I was a mother and working three jobs. And I put my child first, which most people should do, as far as I'm concerned. And I did. I'm one of those people that did.
Well, I mean, sorry, just because I didn't go to break in a second, but just generally in a relationship.
Men were very, very okay. Coming at me left, right and centre, and I thought it was disgusting.
But generally, with age gaps, now you're 52, you said, okay. Would you consider a relationship, say, with a 70-year-old man? Or would you consider a relationship with a 35-year-old man?
No.
No.
I would always, I have this thing of 5 years. I have this
5 years either way. And, yeah. Alan, would you, as a man, would you be the same 5 years either way? Is that a good rule? Hang on, Melissa, sorry. Alan?
No.
Oh, I know Melissa's line is a bit dodgy, but she can hear us just about. So, Alan,
I never go up when I go down.
I've gone 5 years above.
In all senses, I only go down.
You only go down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tina, do you?
Okay,
hang on, Melissa. I know your line is a little bit dodgy, so it's kind of difficult for you sometimes to hear me.
But I'm saying women go up 5, men go down 5. Go outside of that, it doesn't work.
Yeah, sorry, Tina. Well, hang on. Sorry, Melissa. Hang on for a second. Oh, okay. Tina.
Yeah.
How you doing? Do you have a rule? Is there a rule you have either way?
No, I don't.
Not now. Well, obviously, you didn't at the time, clearly. You were dating your grandfather.
Not a hope. I'd probably maybe go as young as 42, and I'm 50.
See, it's all well and good going out with a bloke 20 years older than you, or a girl in Alan's case 20 years older than you when you're 30 years of age max, right? But once you hit 50 and they're 20 years older than you, then you're in trouble. Do you know what I mean? Because they're 70. They're heading off the coil at that stage.
No.
You know what I mean?
Well, I wouldn't expect anyone to come near me when I'm 17.
what are you saying? 70-year-olds don't have sex?
Well, I just don't think I'd be very attractive at 70. I don't know.
It depends. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I don't know. Alan can see himself as a pensioner with his packet of Viagra in his pocket.
Whatever works, you know.
Do you know what? We must do a topic on that one night. It's something that in society we choose to ignore, right? And it's a kind of, we must do a whole topic on it one night. We choose to ignore the fact that pensioners, you know, people who are 70, 80, and even 90 years of age still have sex.
Fair play to them.
Yeah, and that's
right as long as you can.
Yeah, but we choose to ignore it for some reason. It's almost like we believe they're some sort of, you know, they're asexual in some way.
Yeah.
Or they're not interested in sex. I mean, that's complete and utter nonsense.
Well, I know a 70-year-old who's very interested in it.
Yeah.
And is still very sexually active for a man his age. He's admirable, really.
Yeah, but there's nothing admirable about it. It's human nature, and particularly for men.
You know what Clint Eastwood said? He said, I never let the old man in. That's the way you live your life. I don't let the old woman in. Don't let the old man in.
and you'll be like Peter Pan.
I was only watching a clip of Clint Eastwood last night. He's now on the set of his new movie, which he's directing.
Imagine.
Directing and starring in. He's 94. And he's directing and starring in his new movie. I think his daughter's in it as well. But I Jane has just mentioned nursing homes have problems with that. You know, now it was in the news a while back. They have problems with, you know, men and women in nursing homes finding a spare room somewhere. Do you know what I mean? Yeah,
that man was a sex symbol most of his life. Imagine.
Because more and more elderly people are sexually active. When you think about, I suppose, the nursing home situation, it might not seem like it can be the place where STDs prevail. However, an outbreak of STDs in a nursing home is becoming not just a concern, but also a problem, according to the news, in assisted living or even independent living facilities. The most common STDs among the elderly population include HIV, chlamydia, syphilis, gonorrhea, and other infections like Shigella. I never heard of the other one, which are spread through contact. That's from 2002. So there is a huge issue with older people having sex in nursing homes. You know what I mean?
Or it could be one person spreading the disease doing the whole nursing home.
Possibly.
One thrown in there and he's going nuts every night. He's
forward as. Fair play to him or her.
He's doing the rounds. Absolutely. Listen, I got to take a quick break. The number, as I said, is 087-188-0008. The question we're asking is, would you have an issue with age gaps in general? But the reason we're talking about it is because the book out at 17, where a 17-year-old boy or man was dating his Spanish teacher who's 35. Do you think there's something creepy and weird about that? Or is it even creepier if it's the other way around, if it's a man dating a 17-year-old girl? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008.
Lynn's Classic Hits Radio.
Let me go to Margaret. Margaret, hi, how are you?
Not too bad, Niall.
Good, nice
how
to speak
you?
To a young woman on the air.
What'd you say?
I said it's nice to speak to a young woman on the air.
Oh, yeah. Well, look.
Yeah.
Say no more. Say no more.
Is there anything wrong with big age gaps, Margaret? You know, I mean, would you be interested in a man who is 30 years of age?
Well, now, hold on a minute. You're all foggy. What's wrong with you?
I don't know why I'm foggy. Maybe your phone is foggy.
No, it's you.
That's
it's
me.
Your end that's foggy.
My end is foggy, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Is that a bit better now?
No.
No. Okay. Okay, Margaret. Unfortunately, we don't have time for technical problems to deal with them directly.
No.
Okay. So, you can hear me now. Okay. So, okay, Margaret. In relation to age gaps, would you have an interest in a 30-year-old man?
No.
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 No, I think 5 or 10 years at the most.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I get you.
Any more than that, I was just saying there to, was it Jane,
Jane
I was talking to?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was saying, if you just look at Robert De Niro and the young one.
Yeah.
And she only had to have a baby.
Yeah.
Now, really, you know?
Yeah, I know.
How much of a gap is that?
I know. You'd be kind of wondering what's going on there, wouldn't you? Really.
Oh, Jesus. Even the thought of it like...
Yeah, but has Mick Jagger got a young one as well? Mick Jagger is with some 25-year-old or something like that, or I don't know, she's 30 or something. Look, yeah. Geez. What?
You know, I mean...
But they're with them. They're clearly with them for the money if they're that old, you know what I mean?
Well, that's it. Yeah, it's not...
It's not for the love of it, you know?
It's not for the love of it, it's for the ching-a-ling-ding-ding,
The ching-a-ling-a-ding-ding,
and I mean, you know... Look, who am I to say? I'm only surmising when I say this. They know they probably do connect up, naturally enough they do. Mm. And you see they having children and all that. But probably most of the time they're sleeping in separate beds.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, maybe.
And this would be the truth of it now. And I'm only surmising when I say that. But, you know, like the teacher going out with a 17-year-old, no.
Right. No,
definitely a no-no.
Yeah, if one of yours came home and said, you know, here's my new boyfriend, you know, and they were like 20 years older than them, you'd be worried, would you?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, as soon as we got out the door, I'll tell you, I'd be getting down by the feckin' ear and up the stairs, and I wouldn't be long about putting some home truths into them.
Okay, well, stay there a second. Well, hang on, Margaret, stay there, because I know we're having difficulty hearing you or whatever. Stay there. Tig, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
How you doing, Tyke? You heard Margaret and kind of most people have a big problem with big age gaps, particularly if one of the people is quite young. Are age gaps a problem?
I say depending on the age gap, to be honest with you. Obviously, like 20 years and like teachers going out with the kids, like that's ridiculous. But like 5 years, 10 years, like I think that's enough, isn't it?
Mairead said earlier on that they should be in your own decade.
Your own decade. Well, that's a tough rail now because obviously, like.
Well, obviously, if you're 39, you could be with a 43-year-old. Yeah, I know, I get that. But, you know, 10 years, I suppose, either way.
Yeah, like, even, it depends. Like, if you're young, say, like, obviously a 22-year-old, 23-year-old, like, obviously, that obviously has to be less. Like,
how old are you, Tig? You're quite young. How old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay, so, say if Margaret came on to you now. Margaret's not 22, let's be clear about that. So if Margaret, like, I mean, is there anything at all that it would appeal to you about an older woman?
I'd have to have a think about it. Probably not, to be honest. No.
Can I tell you
one
thing? Well, I mean, if I played a bit of sexy music and the two of you could kind of have a chat. Yeah.
Maybe.
Out on a date. Not. Imagine the two of you out at dinner now at the moment. Hi, Margaret, says Tig to Margaret. Margaret says back to Tig. You're very young, Tig. No.
Yeah. And by the way, Tig, my baby is 36. Tig.
Yeah, her child is old enough to be your father. Okay. Sorry, Tig, what are you saying?
Say that again?
I said her child is probably old enough nearly to be your father. So, so Tig, there's nothing about an older, mature woman that would appeal to you at all?
Probably not. No,
you've got to stick it to your own age group, yeah?
Yeah, I personally would now. I know, like, it depends on the person, doesn't it? Like, there's obviously a few oddballs out there.
Yeah. If one of your mates at 22 says, oh, I've just met this stunner, Tig. Oh, she's deadly. She's deadly. She's deadly, Tig. Now, she's 46, but she's deadly.
I don't think any group of lads is chosen for that, to be honest. But
yeah,
I'd say if it's the opposite way around, the woman, I'd say the girl might be judged a bit more. I don't mean for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like their peers and stuff like. But, I don't think a group of lads have a problem with it. To be honest.
All right, well, listen, I gotta go to news. Margaret, Tig, thanks very much to both of you. I just have a voice note here too that I've been told that's imperative that I play. Oh, there we go. Here we go.
I think if a man is going out with a younger girl, it's kind of good on you, boy.
Good on you, boy.
And if a girl's going out with a younger boy, it's completely different. My husband's 16 years older than me, and I can just about get on with him. Sometimes I don't understand him at all, but there you go. And it is partly to do with age. But yeah, there you go, Joanna.
There you go, Joanna, 16. I didn't know there was a 16-year age gap. According to our Instagram poll, by the way, the chain set up earlier on, 76% of you think age gaps don't matter. Now, I suppose maybe she didn't stipulate the age gap. If we had said like a 30-year age gap, maybe you'd change your mind on that. I don't know what sort of age gap you're all thinking of there.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.